seafood.
Yeah, you get any of that here?
No.
You ever eaten any sort of food folks might catch out of the sea?
Not that I know of.
What about that thing you might hear around a pond at night?
Mm-hmm.
Like that all the time.
That's a bullfrog.
And other kinds?
Well, toad frogs. That's these little frogs hopping around over the yard. That's what we call them now. I don't know what the name of them are.
And late at night, sometimes, or when you have a big rain, all those things that get out over the road.
That was that. And they mean them little toad frogs hopping across the road in front of you.
Yeah.
And some, well, they have some they call
just a little old ones, yeah.
They have some they call a spring frog. You know, he'll jump from here and over to that door.
We used to get pieces of buckshot and roll it by them in the night.
Let them eat and pick it up.
They got those long old tongues.
And I've heard they'd take them things and eat so many of them until they couldn't move.
That's the truth.
I've heard that now. I didn't know it was true.
They'll do it. Some guy wrote a story about that once, about how this man had this champion jumping frog, and so the guy stole him the night before the contest and loaded him down with buckshot and he wouldn't jump.
I've heard that now. I never seen it.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. Now, those kind of things with hard shells, you know. And
turtle?
Yeah. What kind of them you got?
Oh, we got some little, what they call a hard shell turtle, and what they call a loggerhead. Got notches all over his back.
Any on dry land you might find on dry land?
Well, you see them out on dry land, but they go to the water. They don't stay out on dry land.
What about the one that might live his whole life and never goes in the water?
I never seen them. I don't guess we have any of them here.
Terrapin?
Yeah, they go to the water. And what would happen here?
Oh, okay. What about that kind of thing that you might find in a stream when you turn it over and swim backwards and get away from it? Got claws on it?
Well, I don't know if I've seen one of them.
You know what? You ever eaten crayfish? You know what crayfish, crawfish are?
Oh, yeah, I know. Crawfish, if that's what you're talking about, they got a pinch of it on the little thing.
Yeah. You ever eat them?
Uh-uh. No. They used to catch them in the, break the tail off and use it for fish bait.
What other sort of things would you use for fish bait?
Well, you use earthworms.
Yeah. What kind of them you got?
That's what you call a red worm.
What about that one you might find in a tree trunk or something like that? Turn over.
That's a grub worm. He's a little white outfit.
Yeah. Did you ever use any small fish for a bait?
Yeah. Little perch.
Or little old tiny things?
What's called minnows. You have to buy them.
Yeah. But they work, I bet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was in Louisiana they got this tree called a catawba tree.
Yeah, I've heard of that. They say them things really, you can get some fishing
worms
and stuff out from under them.
Man, a fish will swim 100 miles to jump on the hook when you got them.
I never seen one, but I've heard of them.
Well, that's true. And when you're talking about seafood, you got that kind of stuff that might grow in a shell, you know, those kind of slimy things.